Well, let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can gather in your name. We thank you we can open your word and study your word and reveal your truth today to us. And may your will be done, Lord, as we once again look at your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, turn in your Bibles to Revelation 11. So we're going to be finishing the sixth trumpet today, and we're going from verses 5 through 14 in this sixth trumpet. And we have just a filler here, really, on what's happened before, and is primarily relating to the two witnesses that we talked about last week already. But we wanted to continue that discussion today and finish it up. And we mentioned, of course, that they most likely are Elijah and Moses. They aren't named, so we don't know for sure, and we don't want to make any statements other than what the Scripture leads us to believe. And so let's read the first 14 verses, and then we will look at it verse by verse. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, verse 1 of chapter 11, and the angel stood, saying, "Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there, but leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 3.5 years, or 42 months. And I will give power," and remember, that's the last half of the tribulation there, that 3.5 year period, "and I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 3.5 years, clothed in sackcloth," and we believe that's the first half of the tribulation, because they're going to be killed at the beginning when the beast comes into full power, and they could not prophesy the whole last half of the tribulation if they're resurrected and ascend into heaven, as we will read about in today's study. And then they're told a little bit more about their meaning. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. We read that quote right out of Zechariah, and it relates to Zerubbabel and Joshua the high priest. "And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies, and if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. When they finish their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them, and kill them, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be put into graves. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. Now after the 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. And great fear fell on those who saw them, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, 'Come up here.' And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly." And then it goes right on in the next verse, which will start next week. "Then the seventh angel sounded." So we'll get to the seventh trumpet and its seven bowls of wrath beginning in the next verse. So what do we have? And those of you who have pretty much all the answers to this chapter, maybe you can help us with some of these answers today, because I don't have the answers, but I got the questions. So as we look at these questions, we talked about the two witnesses and how one probably stands for the prophets and one for the law. And we mentioned John the Baptist. So question, we talked about that briefly last week, but does the Bible teach that John the Baptist is Elijah? What does it say about him? It's in the power and the spirit of Elijah. And then what if Israel had accepted Jesus as the Messiah? Would that have changed anything? And we had in Matthew 11:14, they asked Jesus that question, and he said, that John the Baptist would have qualified, in effect, my words, would have qualified for Elijah and fulfilled the function of Elijah if Israel had accepted him. Because the scripture requires that Elijah come before the Messiah returns. But since he was rejected and he hasn't come yet the second time to rule and to reign on this earth, Elijah must come before Christ returns. So we know quite pretty sure that one of these witnesses must be Elijah. Verse 7 is a very encouraging statement. It says, when they finish their testimony, they will be killed. Notice, they are protected until they finish their testimony. And I think that is very encouraging for us, because I think the same thing applies to us. I think until the Lord is done with us, nothing can hurt us. And when the Lord is done with us, unless we do something stupid, well, that works both ways. The Lord won't take us out until he's done with us, unless, you know, if you run out in front of an oncoming train and say, well, if it's my time to go, I'll go, and if not, the Lord will stop the train. That's tempting the Lord, and so we don't want to do that. On the other hand, if it's our time to go, we don't want to hang on either, right?
Right.
We should be willing to submit to him. And, of course, we will talk a little bit more about the ascension, about the resurrection today, as we see God doing this through these two witnesses. Who killed the two witnesses?
The beast.
That's right. The beast out of where?
The bottomless pit.
In this case, it's the bottomless pit. We'll be talking about that as we go through today's study. There's the beast mentioned 10 times in Revelation, and it's from the bottomless pit.